touching God. There are no words. If this wordless anguish is my prayer, Lord, you know it is all I have. They say my child is dying. Like my cher, he is fully grown, a man, and yet still my child, my dying child. I stand here unable to speak, only reaching for a touch. I think of that woman touching Jesus' hem. To touch the hem of a garment, you must bend low, kneeling in the dust. Wordless, I am here, kneeling in the dirt, meeting my need for comfort and my son's great need to be healed. I wait here on my knees. Unlike the woman at Jesus' hem on that long ago day, I don't hurry on. I have nowhere to go. Here, touching God is all there is. All other thoughts are non-existent. You have healed him spiritually. I have known that a long, long while now. I thank you for that beyond words. I ache, wanting physical healing for him too. The mother heart in me wants him well. I want to see him rise up strong and well and laughing. I've forgotten how to laugh. They said my child is dying, you see. But you know that, Lord, and you are in control. I stay in the dust at Jesus' hem and rest and wait. I weep no tears, for there are no more tears within me. They have all been shed in a waterfall of grief before death, and so I wait, kneeling, daring to cling to the hem of your garment, daring for my child, daring for our needs, daring to be touching God. I sense more than feel your touch. My soul responds in a rush of memory, the child birthed in a blinding flash of pain. This child, this gift from you to me, have I ever thanked you enough? It is beyond my human understanding to know how to thank you enough. All the years when skinned knees and broken toys were the only sorrows, did I ever thank you enough, Lord? The joy you daily lavished, I gasp in breathless recall of the hours of such bliss. And not just this child, I birthed sons and daughters. You made me a mother many times. Have I thanked you enough, Lord? I am prone in the dust now, weeping. I let go of the hem and raise my hands in praise. Your gifts outnumbered the pain. Then you remind me that healing of my son's soul is of all gifts the greatest. You remind me that your son makes ready my son's room. Through tears I whisper, God, forgive me. And you do. You forgive my ingratitude and you raise me up. Up from the dust and tears and anguish, you remind me that before and after you take him home, I have a son who lives. I know that you, O precious God, have healed my son and my soul with your touch.